The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Revealing how the world really works. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
Now, what is it that defines a religion? Well, I've always had considerable difficulty understanding how Scientology is classified as a religion, because the means by which Scientology obtained the classification for legal and tax purposes was by arguing that they help people get in touch with their true non-material natures. They help people become aware of spiritual realities. Well, if that's what it takes, then welcome to the religion of the Rabbi Daniel Lappin Show, because a frequent topic under discussion right here is that very one. In other words, I don't really think you need a religion to be aware that human beings are largely spiritual. It's something I've spoken of before. The very fact that we make decisions that have no economic sense. You know, the person, I used to say the woman, but now I'm only going to say the person who drives to the other side of town to fill the car with gas because the gas is 7 cents a gallon less expensive there, when the cost of the gas to get to the other side of town and back utterly wipes out any potential loss, any potential gain on that. There are people who do that anyways, right? That's just one example. There are many, many other examples that you and I do on a regular basis, where we make decisions to do things that are not in our very best economic interests. And the answer that we give is that money isn't everything. I'm willing to spend money in order to gain certain non-material benefits. And each and every one of us have our own examples of where we do that. The very fact that we depend on friendship, we need the love of other people. All of these things are examples, and there are so many, many others, that we do, in fact, have a spiritual reality. So much so that when I usually say that we are a combination of body and soul, I'm often corrected with the words, and I think they're the words of C.S. Lewis, that not that we are a body with a soul, but we are a soul with a body. In other words, the critical part of us is actually our spiritual entity rather than our physical and material entity. And needless to say, I do agree that a strong case can be made for that very argument. So what is a religion then? Well, I think by the correct definitions of a religion, I don't know that Scientology actually makes it, but that's neither here nor there, because secular fundamentalism definitely makes it, and that is exactly the point that we're discussing today. I had said in last week's show, I'd spoken about the fact that modern progressivism, what passes for leftist politics, progressive politics, the whole political environment of the aggressive left today, both in the United States and Europe, I argued that it's much more than merely a sick, evil, and twisted pathology. It's not a political system anymore. It is actually an evil religion. Yes, not all religions are true. Not all religions are good. And I felt that this was one that wasn't. So what is it that makes a religion then? A number of people asked me during the week, what is it that makes a religion that you can actually claim that progressive politics is a religion much more than a political dogma? And the answer, I think, is several things. First of all, there is an explicit deity. right? It's not a deity mentioned in vague terms, because if that were the case, Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a very fine organization, would be a religion. It isn't, right? They speak of a higher power, but when you are willing to speak more explicitly about this outside force, then that's one thing. Number two, and most importantly, it makes demands of you. And that's another area in which Scientology fails the religion test, as far as I'm concerned, because the deity of Scientology is loosely referred to, if at all, and it certainly makes no explicit demands on you other than being a good human being and so on and so forth. But in a religion, the deity of a religion makes very specific demands, as it does in Islam, for instance. Nobody can dispute that Islam is a religion. And so that is the second point. The third is a three-part, and perhaps the most important of all. A religion provides a picture of where we came from, what our ultimate destiny is, and what exactly we're supposed to be doing in the interim. That's what a religion does.
You're listening to Rabbi Daniel Lapin on demand on the Blaze Radio Network. Find more at theblaze.com/radio.